25.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch. Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Lost World Reptiles is...
Gino Sassani.
Here to answer your reptile questions, your training questions, and your behavior questions about your dogs or cats at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat. And I know that because I have three rescue cats. And they love Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. It's a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at vitacraft.us. You can find it at walmart.com or in your pet store. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dogs. And you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Don't forget you can watch and listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Also go to TalkinPets.com, click on Listen Live there. You can listen to the archive shows anytime by clicking on the podcast at the website. And you can hit #250 or Alexa CRN for tune in. This is Talkin' Pets.
Sky. He was pushed from a plane from 10,000 feet high. He was a damn good runner, but everyone dies. Eventually happens to informers and spies. And I set an example to maintain your control. You keep close tabs on what everyone knows. Someone might drop a dime on you, one never knows. The price that you paid for this life that you chose. I'm just saying that it's so unkind. And on the edge of my life and sensifies. It doesn't mean all that you can't be blind. You all of the time. You can't do the business if you can't do the crime. So you pay out the judges and the cops on the line. There are nights you feel you can even turn water into wine. There are deals made in docks for secrecy's sake. There's boats on the beaches, they got a minimum wake. You'll get past the border cause the guard's on the take. You can buy Miami with the money you make. I'm not saying that it's unjustified. I'm just saying that it's so unkind. And on the edge, you know that life intensifies. It doesn't mean all that you can't be blind. All of the time, it's the law of the jungle, it's the code of the street. You gotta be cautious of whomever you meet. Someone might take
carry lots of weapons, cause this ain't Sesame Street.
That's Gino Sasani. And Gino, where can people find your album? That's a brand new album,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it's a brand new album just released a couple of weeks ago. You can find it all your favorite streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Amazon Music. It's all over.
And how many how many cuts do you have on the album?
There are 17 cuts in this album.
You have a lot of cuts on there. That's,
yeah.
That's a lot for one.
It's our eighth album. Well, you know what? I'm getting old. I'm trying to figure, like, get as much it packed in there as I can.
And how many people are in the band?
There's five in the normal band, but we brought other people in. And I'm glad you asked, because I always want to give them credit, and they've done an incredible job. And do I have time to tell you who they are?
Yes.
Okay. Well, obviously, the cello player is my wife, Ellen, who's been with me for over 40 years
now.
She's
watching on Facebook Live right now.
She's watching us on Facebook, and she's heard this before. We have a great guitar player named Flacco Roy. Skinny Roy is what he goes by. He's a Spanish guy, but he does a marvelous job. Our bass player is a guy named Izzy Capamore. Our drummer, Mike Perringer, who's just recovering from a broken leg, so we're glad to have him back because it's been a while since we've been able to play with him. But on these songs, also an old grade school friend of mine from Pennsylvania who happens to live down here now, John Hessler. And on strings also, someone who played on albums with me way back, Ken Farmer. So that's who helped put this thing together, and they did such a great job.
Where's your Pennsylvania guy from?
Well, she's actually in York.
But
we worked together in Reading. I mean, she was actually married to my old bass player in my high school day band. So she was part of my 70s and 80s band up there in Pennsylvania.
I always wonder because I'm from Pennsylvania.
I know, you're from
Scranton.
The Scranton area, yeah. So Reading in the York area. She actually taught music in York for a long time. She just recently retired.
Now you have a website for your music too, don't you?
We do. You could go to GESASANI, that's GESASSANI.com. Or you can go to us on Facebook, you know, Facebook.com/GESASANI, and you can see links to where the music is, see pictures, and where we're going to be playing and such.
Well, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. If you've got questions, give us a call at 818-818-6401. But if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week were... So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week, no big mystery here, Jurassic World Rebirth. It made $192 million in its first week domestically. And I'm not surprised because on my review I gave it 4 out of 4 paws and I called it the rebirth of the franchise because basically it is. And they did a phenomenal job on this. I know some people are cutting up. I did see some things.
No, I actually loved it. I really did.
I did, too. I thought it was amazing. And the other movie I thought was amazing was F1, the movie. And that's with Brad Pitt, $123 million in 2 weeks. And I'm not even into racing, but now I am because of that movie.
Cool.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
How to Train Your Dragon, another great film. Made $232 million in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody say anything bad about it that's seen it. And there are animals, of course. There's dragons. And there's sheep. But the sheep are not, you know, they're not treated well.
No.
They get carried away. Elio is, or Elio, 60 million in 3 weeks. Kind of a disappointment for Disney.
Especially for Pixar. Pixar film to debut that low, that's bad.
I thought it was really good. Personally, I liked it.
Yeah.
And then 28 years, 63 million in 3 weeks. Those are your top five. I did get to see Superman, the new Superman. And, well, my friend David from New Jersey came down. We went to go see it. We paid to go see it.
Yeah.
And I was disappointed. But he was more disappointed than I was. And the people walking out of the theater, I wasn't hearing the best of words from them either. So, is it okay? It's okay. Is it great? No. But you may want to check it out because it's Superman. This is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to kaanapaliresort.com. That's kaanapaliresort.com. The Kaanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Made in Chelsea star Miles Nazari has come under fire after revealing he rehomed his dog, Rocky, because he's too busy to look after him. The 29-year-old says he's not a bad person and that it was a really, really tough decision. Some fans criticized Miles for treating Rocky as disposable, while others praised him as selfless for rehoming him. The Dog's Trust says the number of pets being rehomed is at a record high, but that people shouldn't be judged for it. Miles, who has also appeared on Dancing on Ice last year, told his followers he broke down while traveling for a work event, realizing he couldn't keep his pet. With TV and content creation, your life is up and down most days, and Rocky definitely felt that. I don't know if I could handle it anymore, and it just wasn't fair on him. I was always traveling. Miles says he got Rocky at a weird time when he was feeling quite lonely, only to realize later he couldn't properly look after him. In a video shared on TikTok and Instagram, he admitted some people may think he's selfish, but that he found comments that he abandoned his dog upsetting. Realistically, I don't owe anyone anything, but I wanted to clear things up because I'm not a bad person. I loved my dog and he loved me. Miles says Rocky's been adopted by a family in Somerset, and he is so much happier being in a big field with people he loves. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Lately I have been getting down about greed and misery, avarice and viciousness and insincerity. How don't I be cynical when there is no relief? Disposable everything.
Since we and you're listening child, to Talking Pets, and that's kind of a true statement, disposable everything.
Yeah.
But it's really sad when people make their pets disposable.
Yeah, but you know what? I kind of feel the opposite here. I think the guy was to do that. I think if you find you can't take care of him, is it better for him to abuse and neglect him or to get him a nice home?
No, you know, I'll give you credit on that one. Because
he didn't just release it out in the woods.
Right.
And just,
that's the worst
thing. People
do
that. They take their dogs out and they, you know, he gave to somebody who he thought was going to give it a good home. I respect someone who understands that, you know what, I'm not doing this dog justice and this dog deserves better than me.
Did he find the home, Lexi, for that? Did
it say? Or? No, it just says that that's where he went. He was adopted by a family.
Okay. Well, that, I mean, as long as he knows that it was adopted by a family, it's like,
He plays in a field with big, he has probably like a yard or something.
Yeah. It's just like when people don't think first before they get a pet. Because
sure.
It's a big responsibility.
But that's the thing, though. Some people, I feel like, you do think about it, and you don't realize. It's just almost like having a child.
Yeah.
You really don't realize how big of a responsibility, how much time they're going to take up, how much it costs, everything. You can sit there and fantasize in your mind, oh, this is going to be a great idea, and then you actually execute your plan and it doesn't actually turn out that way.
Sure.
And it's okay, I feel, to realize that. It's almost harder for you to admit to yourself that you were wrong and that you need to take a different action, because I've had to rehome pets. So
that's courageous.
And you know, I don't necessarily disagree with what you're saying, but my statement is, if you are going to from the bat adopt, under normal circumstances, you want to make sure you keep that pet for the life of the pet. But that's under normal circumstances. I mean, if there's things like you lose your job, you can't even feed yourself, let alone feed a pet.
Exactly.
And, you know, things like that. And that's just one scenario out of several that could happen in this day and age, especially. So it's hard. But to rehome him would be great if you have good parents that he could go to. You know, I kind of did that with what I called him Shorty, a stray cat I had out there.
So you got it rehomed?
Yeah, well, what it is that I had a stray mom, well, a feral mom and a feral dad cat out front, and I was feeding them. Still am to a degree, kind of. The thing is that, you know, what I did was I took in with these women here in the area from St. Francis Animal Rescue and three women that I know. A shout out to Penny, Connie, and Suzanne. And I worked closer with Suzanne. Basically, I trapped the mom, then had her spayed, released her back into my yard. I trapped the dad, which was a little harder, but Suzanne gave me a little trick, spray some catnip inside the cage, which worked. Otherwise, he would not go near the cage. But I got him, had him neutered.
Oh, nice.
We released him back out into the yard. Mm-hmm. And then the one that I was in love with, I called Shorty. And he was the only kitten that survived out of the four kittens that were born. One was stolen by teenagers. Two were hit by cars. And so Shorty survived, and I loved him.
Yeah. He was a boy? It wasn't a girl?
It was a boy. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then also the thing is that I just knew with the three girls that I have, the three rescues I have, adding another one, which I was so close to doing.
Changes the whole ecosystem.
It did. I had to look at every aspect of not mm-hmm. bringing them in, and yeah. financially and everything like that, because, you know, I do a radio show. I don't make a lot of money on this. but the thing is that, you know, I had to look at and all the other animals I have in the house and everything, too. So right. I ended up giving him to a foster.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And the foster home actually had him neutered.
Okay.
So he's neutered, and he is turning out to be a long-haired cat, which I thought he was going to be short hair. And he has a suitor, someone that's going to adopt him.
That's nice.
That's awesome. Good.
So yeah.
Good job, John. I'm really.
But see, that's what I'm saying. I applaud that. The fact that, you know, you have something, even if you just found out you made a mistake and you realize, oh my God, I can't do this. Like she said, you get overwhelmed.
Right.
I think that's the bravest thing you can do. Some people just get rid of it or just neglect it.
A lot of people just have a big heart because they love animals. They don't want to see them get hurt. But then in the long run, you kind of got to look at both the good side of the picture as well as the bad side of the picture and make that decision. And that's what I did with Shorty because on the good point, I wanted to adopt him and bring him in. But on the bad part of it, I knew I would never give up on him.
Right.
I do that with all my animals. I keep them to the end, no matter what. But the thing is
that... Wasn't good for your girls.
Yeah, I just didn't see the mix working out for everybody else besides me.
Yeah.
So
Shadow would have been mad.
And then once, actually, I found, you know, the rescue, I thought that was the best thing. But I'll tell you, the day that I had to give him to Suzanne for a foster home, he came running through the yard, jumped up on a rock, stared at me, came running over to me and jumped on my lap. And then I'm holding him and I'm touching his face and and then he reached his paw out and touched the tip of my nose. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm dying right now.
Well, he's probably saying thank you. You made him adoptable.
Well, that was until I put him in the crate. And then he was not happy.
Even a non-feral cat's not going to like a crate.
Like
but
crates.
Because he's at a foster home, I've been keeping up with the women and they've been sending me pictures.
Great.
He's got other kittens he's playing with. He's totally friendly. He's a doll. I mean,
and he's having a good life.
Yeah, the fosters love him. So he's got good food. He's going to have a good parent, and that's what you got to look at. You know, if you make the mistake of adopting a pet, or something happens in your life that you know you can't keep it, then you know if you can rehome it,
that's the best thing to do.
Not like Gino said, don't release it into the woods or anything. That's the worst thing in the world you can do. And plus, now they're making it illegal that
you
know that happens.
Yeah,
I agree.
It should be
so. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call if you've got a comment or a question. We welcome it all. It's your show as well as ours. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Disposable family. Disposable dignity. Disposable Holocene. Disposable packaging. Disposable TV.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
All is well, not as far as I can tell.
As floodwaters devastated parts of Central Texas this week, animal shelters in Hill County found themselves inundated not just with water, but with displaced pets. Now North Texas animal advocates are starting to step in. Nearly 200 adoptable cats and dogs are arriving at Meacham Airport in Fort Worth aboard a flight of nonprofit Wings of Rescue. The goal, make room in this overwhelmed Central Texas shelters for a growing number of lost and displaced animals. They need to make room for these pets that are just coming in, so we're going to fly pets that were in the shelters prior to the catastrophe event and that they're already ready for adoption and get them out and placed in a family so that we can make room for all the incoming animals that'll be coming in over the next week, said Nadia Corbell, who's co-president of Wings of Rescue. On Tuesday, volunteers and staff with the Humane Society of North Texas spent hours packing up thousands of pounds of pet food, blankets, veterinary supplies, which were flown to South San Marcos to be distributed to these shelters in these flood-affected communities. After dropping off these supplies, the same Wings of Rescue plane is returning north with adoptable animals that had already been in the shelters before the floods. This is absolutely a fly-or-die situation, said Cassie Davidson with the Humane Society of North Texas. We have heard from our partner shelters in Central Texas, and they are just devastated. This is a very small part of the community stepping up, considering the insurmountable odds that our community has faced over the last 72 hours. It's a life-saving effort, especially as shelters like Karenville Pets Alive report more than 40 miles of river where pets have been separated from their families. Photos shared by the shelter show drenched, confused animals pulled from these floodwaters. Now some are reunited with their owners, and others are still waiting for help. With limited space and a sudden influx of rescued animals, staff say they've been forced to consider even euthanizing adoptable pets in order to make room. Luckily, Davidson said these flight rescues are preventing that from happening. Are we tired? Yes, we wouldn't have it any other way. Absolutely not, said Davidson. It's grueling, it's exhausting, but this is what we're here for. We support our community, and this is just one way that we're going to do it. As the need grows, Humane Society in North Texas and Wings of Rescue are asking the public for help, whether that's by fostering an animal, adopting, or just donating supplies. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at TalkingPets.com. At Talking Pets Facebook, I'm Gino Sassani.
You're listening to Talking Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Sassani.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And once again, you are listening to Talking Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. It is so horrific what happened with all the people there in Texas and the animals and all. And like, they're still not finding bodies. I mean, there's 100 and some bodies still missing or people.
Well, the debris is feet deep, so it's going to take a while for them to be able to clean out all that debris. It's awful. The Mystic campgrounds for all that
found, the children. Awful. They found bodies like miles and miles away.
And some they never will. I mean, that's just the reality.
That's frightening. Our hearts go out to everybody there in Texas and what happened, but then again, like I always say, we need to keep an eye open because, this is the times. The temperatures are rising, everything's getting hotter, and things are changing. And the environment's changing drastically. So you definitely got to keep one eye open even when you sleep, it seems like, these days. But on that note, and on a lighter note,
let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can identify this creature, we will send you out of choice. If you haven't won it in the last 90 days, pick something that you haven't won in the last 90 days. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks. Those are cat treats. You could go with Good Pets Foods, Dog Treat Supplements, Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint Plus, and Multivitamin is what you're going to receive. We have a dog book and a cat book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, if you're interested in one of those. We have the CD from Gino Sassani, In Cold Blood.
About reptiles.
And we have a collapsible water bowl that you can go with from Talking Pets. And also we have an elephant bracelet, if you want to go with that. Or we have a harness for a small dog about the size of a chihuahua. So those are what you can pick. Or a keychain of Dogma from Kayla's Creations. So you could go with that. It's a keychain, and it says on there, Dog Mom. So, identify this creature. You cheated.
I saw the picture.
So what creature makes that sound? If you know what that is. And this creature has its own holiday.
I honestly thought it was something else.
Really?
Well, yeah, that gave it away now. No, I know.
Maybe. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. If you think you know what animal makes that sound, you have a choice of what you can pick out. But give us a call and take a shot. 818-818-6401. We got a question for Gino from Kim in Pennsylvania. Hey, Gino.
I wonder if this is Kim Kim.
Yes, it is. How you doing, Gino?
How are you doing, Kim? We were just talking about you. Your ears must have been ringing.
Well, I was listening to Happily Ever After before this came on.
Oh, wow. That's great. Your ears must have been burning because we were talking about you earlier.
They were burning.
Well, Kim here, she's one of the musicians on the new album. She was great. And she would have been with me back in the old days. You know, we did a sequel to Elliot.
I've heard him talking about you quite a bit.
Yeah.
Not just today, but
we did a sequel to Elliot. And she's the only one besides myself that recorded on the sequel now.
Elliot.
That was originally on the original album, that 40 years ago.
Nice. So, congratulations on that, Kim.
Thank you.
And
Do
Kim,
get
we're getting...
For that?
What's that?
So I get a prize for being with you for 40 years?
I don't know. He's the one who's giving out the prize. But I have to tell you, the comments and stuff have been absolutely wonderful. I haven't gotten a bad comment yet. So they're loving
great.
It. The album's doing very well. So
Kim, are you an animal mom?
Oh, yes, she is.
Actually, I have cats.
I'm going to send you out some Lick and Lap by Vitacraft.
All right.
I guarantee you can, like... They will love it. You can pretty much get your cat do anything with this stuff.
Okay.
It's, you know, I'll tell you a real short story, very short. But basically, that's how I made pals with the feral cats out in the front of my house, was I started with the Lick and Lap, and they just came right into it. And so it was pretty amazing. They actually couldn't get enough. Even when it was done and it was all squeezed out, they were trying to eat the package. It was, like, amazing. So we're going to send you some of that from Vitacraft, the Lick and Lap.
That would
so,
be great. Thank you.
Yeah, stay on the line and talk with Sydney, and we'll get your address there in Pennsylvania, and we'll ship it out to you. Yeah,
and, Kim, thanks for calling.
Much.
I really appreciate you listening, calling.
Okay, thanks a lot, Gina. Bye-bye.
She doesn't need an In Cold Blood album.
Oh, yeah. No, I think you're good there.
She's got one.
Well, hold on, Kim, and speak with Sydney. She'll get your address. And thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
That's Kim out there in Pennsylvania, part of the album by Gino. And, of course, it's called?
Merchants and Mercenaries.
And your website for music?
GESASSANI.com or Facebook @GESASSANI.
So it's GESASSANI.com.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. We're going to go to Darla, also out in Pennsylvania. Hey, Darla, how you doing?
What is this, Pennsylvania night?
Yeah, apparently it is. So did you want to take a shot at that animal sound?
Yes, I do. I think it's a groundhog.
A groundhog?
You threw her off with the holiday, John.
Yeah, so you think it's a groundhog.
Any Pennsylvania would know
what
it's on day.
Well, yeah, with all these Pennsylvania people calling, I thought for sure it was Punxsutawney Phil.
Nope, it's not.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
It is not a groundhog. Sorry, Darla.
Well, what other animal has its own holiday?
But thanks for taking...
Have a good evening.
Thanks, Darla. That's Darla out there. You'll meet Darla if you're on our Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. She'll always say hi and direct you with a phone number or anything that you need on there. So check her out and say hi to Darla.
What the heck?
Fun fact, Punxsutawney Phil or whatever, the groundhog, he's like 150 years old. Wink, wink.
Yeah, well, we know they replace him, but...
No, they don't, you know. They feed him a delicious fast food.
But, you know, the pet places are trying to get him to stop.
Oh, yeah. Like PETA and stuff. Yeah.
That's it. That's what it sounds like.
Well, what other animal has a holiday?
Really?
Yeah, really.
You have to think that hard?
I do. I thought of Groundhog Day.
Well, your wife is listening on Facebook. Maybe she'll call in with it, because I have a feeling Ellen knows what it is. 818-818-6401. Call if you think you know what it is. This is Talkin' Pets.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
In Cochise County, Arizona, a faithful little dog was saved after his owner died in a remote area of Arizona. According to the Cochise County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue, the little dog was found during a recovery operation near Moleshoe Ranch. Out of a tragedy, a small four-legged life was saved. CCSO-SAR was activated to assist with the recovery in a very remote area several miles north of Moleshoe Ranch. The circumstances are unknown on how they got there and why they were there. But the dog initially ran from the rescuers, but they were determined to capture the frightened pooch. Eventually, the team was met with success. The sweet little pup is currently at a shelter. This is not the first time rescue teams saved pets that stayed with their owner. This truly shows the devotion and love a pet has for their person. Thank you, team, for rescuing this small pup. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Kept on the lights and you knew just what to say when I was fading. Sometimes all that you need is someone who can believe in you more than you do. I was lost until I saw your halo. I was blind until I saw your light. I believe, my friend, we all have angels.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassani.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. This animal is still out there. So, having its own holiday, Gino thinks that not necessarily true because it's a religious holiday, which it is. But this creature makes the holiday a little bit more fun. And...
Darla, you were robbed.
And also, you know, kids love this holiday because of a certain reason. But if you know what that animal is, give us a call. You can win a prize like Kim did in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So, Gino.
Yes.
With snakes, because you're the reptile man,
yeah.
Which you have one with you.
Yes, I do.
Do they lay? Do all snakes lay eggs, or do they give like a live birth?
Most of them do. Most snakes lay eggs, but there are certain, particularly like the vipers, like rattlesnakes and water moccasins here, or live bears. Also the boids, the boa constrictors. Pythons lay eggs. Boa constrictors have live birth. Water snakes are live birth, and like garter snakes, they all have live birth.
So what's the average gestation if it's an egg that mm-hmm. they lay? And how many eggs would a snake normally lay?
Well, it depends on the species, but like corn snakes, like we're going to show you here, usually from the time they breed till they lay the eggs, it's about a 30-day cycle. And then when the eggs get laid, it's about a 50 to 60-day cycle.
Oh, wow.
till they hatch. So it's, you know, that 60, 30, it's about 90 days.
Do they look pregnant?
Yeah, well, they do. Eventually, you'll see, like, bolt, you know, you can feel the eggs on their belly. You can, like, if you swipe your hand down their belly, you feel the little bulges of the eggs after a while. But that takes a while. When that happens, that means they're pretty close to laying.
Well, what do they look like when they have live birth, though?
Then you can't tell so much.
Really?
They don't bulge, yeah. They don't bulge because it's a long canal that they have. So instead of having them all in one place that stretches out.
But do you see any kind of movement?
It stretches that way. Nah, I've never seen any of that movement. I mean, maybe if you look close enough on some species.
Maybe
but
it's too tight in there.
I've never been able to tell. I mean, well, how you can tell is females, when they're about ready to lay or have their young, they stop eating for a while. And that's my signal to tell me that there's going to be children, whether it be a live litter or a clutch of eggs.
So with sea turtles, they have eggs.
Eggs, yes.
And they, in the sand.
Yeah, all turtles
but
have
then,
eggs.
But then, right, and then when the turtle, when the small ones come out of the sand and make their way to the ocean,
right.
There's predators. What about
Absolutely.
For snake eggs? Are there known predators to a snake?
Yeah, there are. They have the little bit of advantage that those eggs are hidden and they're not coming out in such a wide open space as a beach. I mean, these birds are almost instinctively trained to know when these babies are going to hatch, and they like swarm them. So with the eggs, not so much so. But they still have survivability issues. They say that over an average of about 24 clutches of eggs, only two will actually survive
oh
to adulthood.
Gosh. Really?
Yeah. And it's not because of when they hatch. It's just that they're small. They got to go raid rodents' nests for real tiny babies, and that's dangerous. Mm. You know, there's so many things that eat them. It's a tough life when you're a new hatchling snake.
Wow.
Very tough life.
What does it look like when a snake gives live birth? I'm shocked right now.
They just come out. I mean, I have had that happen, but it's like you never see it coming. They just,
Is it like a turtle?
No, because that's eggs. When she's saying live bearing, they come out squirming. These little eggs just come out of the body squirming.
Hmm. So a snake has, like, lack for a better term, I suppose, a vagina.
It must be. I mean, I don't know exactly if that's what it is, but with the live bearers, it must be.
Strange.
Yeah. Pretty amazing, actually, when you think
of
all the nature.
We're going to have to watch videos.
One of the problems is that the live bearing snakes, they do have a higher mortality rate, because the problem is sometimes they come out too small. Usually when the eggs, because they have more time to develop, but when they have live, they usually have more babies than the egg layers, but some of them are so small. I've had them come out so small, there's just no way you can feed them. They're going to die.
Interesting. That makes sense.
So this was the animal sound.
There we go.
And we're ending this hour. And so, let's see. How can I make this?
Speaking of eggs, think of eggs.
Speaking of eggs, yeah. Think of eggs. Think of coloring eggs. You got 30 seconds to make a call and win on what you think that creature is.
This animal doesn't actually lay eggs, but we pretend that it lays eggs.
Yeah. Exactly.
For
a lot
holiday.
Of pretending.
818-818-6401. If you know what it is, call, and you can instantly get a prize. I think we gave you some really big hints. So you got about 30 seconds. But spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population.
Please.
If you are going to get a pet, please go to your local shelter or rescue, and please save a life. If you can adopt from your local shelter and rescue, get them from there, because those animals need homes. 100%. And there's a lot of pets that were stranded from the Texas floods that are up for adoption now as well. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassetti.
I'm Lexi Adams.
So let's see. Gino.
What?
In 10 seconds, can you tell us what the answer to that sound was?
Yeah, I can tell you. It was a bunny.
Gino got it right, so the person that calls can win. 818.
Expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.